Live local high school basketball is on WKHN, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aero Quip Credit Union, Tom Coffey Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, The Brokerage House, and Jennifer Scanlon.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Tonight's matchup pits the Jackson Vikings against the Everett Vikings. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be host for all the action on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Thanks for joining me this evening. Of course, the JV game running a little long. First half went by pretty fast. I mean, it was like, you know, you snap your finger and you're already at halftime. But then all of a sudden, the second half, just so many whistles, endless whistles, lots of trips to the free throw line. We had everything from technical fouls. I think maybe a coach got ejected, something like that. It was a very long, very drawn-out second half of action. So both teams are out there warming up, ready to go here from Jackson High School. As the Jackson Vikings, they've gotten off to a pretty successful start so far. 4-2 overall and 2-0 in league play, the SEC White. They're trying to be a force in the league this year. They were kind of in the middle of the pack, towards the bottom of the pack last season in the league. So they're trying to turn that around and try to be one of the top teams in the league. And they've really separated themselves so far. First four games of the year, all wins for J-High. Wins against Dearborn, Advanced Tech Academy, Ann Arbor Skyline, Tecumseh, and Adrian. Adrian, definitely a good win for this Jackson team as well. Unfortunately, on the heels of a two-game losing streak. Very good teams, however. Canton and Lumen Christi. Canton, game was played right here in this building. Very close game, actually, for the first half. If I'm not mistaken, I believe J-High actually led at halftime in that one. A very small margin, but the second half, Canton just flipped that switch, completely blowing out the Vikings in the second half. I think limiting Jackson to less than 10 points for the entire second half. Meanwhile, Lumen Christi, that was a lot closer of a game. 49-47. That was back on December 27th at the Spring Arbor University Shot Clock Classic. So, of course, if we know that Lumen Christi, that's always a very, very good team as well. Meanwhile, last season for Jackson, they went 12-12, 6-4 in the SEC White League. And they did end up winning a district playoff game against their crosstown rivals, the Northwest Mounties, and then ended up losing to Okemos in the next round of the district playoffs. Meanwhile, these two teams individually didn't play each other last season, but they did match up the season before that in 23-24. Everett getting the upper hand in that matchup, 53-48. Jackson, of course, trying to maintain some consistency with winning. They've had a couple of winning seasons in a row. Last time they had a losing record was 2021-22, finished 8-13. So, of course, this season, trying to keep those winning ways and trying to take the next step, trying to have success in the SEC White League and trying to parlay that into some postseason success, you know, in the district tournament, maybe further on, has aspirations beyond that, regionals and so forth. So we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to talk about the other Vikings, the Everett Vikings, and what they bring to the hardwood tonight. This is high school boys basketball, back in 3 minutes on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Stacy Young with the Brokerage House, and I would love to help you turn your 2026 real estate goals into reality. Whether you're thinking about buying your first home, selling, or planning your next move, let's sit down and determine the best plan to make your dreams become a reality. Call Stacy Young at the Brokerage House at 517-788-8733, and let's make your next move your best move in 2026.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're back here from Jay High for tonight's high school basketball action between Jackson and Everett. Talked about the Jackson Vikings coming into this game 4-2 on the season. Meanwhile, Everett, they are 2-6 and 0-4 in their league, the CAAC Blue. Pretty rough start to the year. Started with a win against Traverse City Central, which is a pretty good team. They ended up following that up with three straight losses. Benton Harbor, Okemos, and East Lansing, which two of those three teams, Benton Harbor and East Lansing, both very, very good teams. But Okemos, a little bit of a suspect loss. Okemos, not a good team this year. As a matter of fact, that is Okemos, their lone win on the season, beating this Everett team. Meanwhile, this team bounced back, went against Lansing Catholic. Again, that's a really good team. It's a pretty good team, pretty good win for this Everett team. And they're now coming in on another three-game losing streak. Three losses in a row to Waverly, Holt, and Detroit's Old Redford. And specifically their last game, 58-54 loss to Detroit Old Redford. That's similar to Okemos. You know, a little bit of a suspect loss. That team is really not that good. So, you know, some of these losses for Everett, you know, you could chalk it up to, okay, you know, these are exceptionally talented teams. You know, some really, really good teams in Division I and Division II Michigan basketball. But you know, Okemos and Detroit Old Redford. It's like, man, these are teams this Everett team should probably have been able to beat. Not only that, but probably easily, for that matter. Last season, 8-15 record. It was a struggle for this team last year as well, and they finished just 4-8 in the CAAC Blue League. So Jackson, they're 4-2 on the season, but they're coming in on a two-game losing streak. Everett, they're 2-6 and coming in on the heels of a three-game losing streak. So both these teams trying to snap some losing streaks in this one. And this is also, for both these teams, the first game of the new year. And it's actually been a lot longer for Everett since their last game. They last played on December 21st. Jay High, they haven't played since December 27th. So these teams are trying to start anew here in 2026. Especially for Everett, they're trying to get their season on the right path. Meanwhile, for Jackson, they're trying to get back to their winning ways that they experienced in their first four games of the season. That'll do it for the pregame show. We're going to step aside for another 3 minutes. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and tip-off for you between Jackson and Everett right here on WKHM.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're live from Jackson High School for tonight's boys basketball action between Jackson and Everett. Connor Dockery with you. As the jump ball went out by Jackson, they will have the first possession of this one this evening. They miss a shot, get an offensive rebound, and the loose ball stolen away by Marion May. As Everett going quickly the other direction, he has a shot blocked. Rebounded by Trey Pierce. Jackson going the other way. Pull up jumper. Berkeley Drummond. Three ball is up and in. Jay High off to a pretty good start. 30 seconds in. 3-0 lead. As Everett trying to get a successful shot, they throw it out of bounds. Jackson going the other direction. Starting five for Jackson. It'll be Trey Pierce, Lorenzo Rogers, Jaden Ross, Jacob Worthy, and Berkeley Drummond. Head coach is Phil Thompson. Meanwhile, for Everett, starting five is Marion May, Javari Funches, Franz Lubrin, Christian Davis, and DQ Costin. Head coach is Eric Adams. 3-0 Jackson. About 1 minute into this one as the Vikings moving the ball around the perimeter on the far sideline for Ross. Takes the screen on the left-hand side, loses the ball at the elbow, and it's stolen away by May. Quickly the other way, coast to coast. He has it stripped away on his way to the basket. It's going to be last touch out of bounds by Everett, I believe. I don't think a foul was called. I think it was just out of bounds. So looks like it's going to stay here with Everett. Everett wearing black uniforms, red numbers trimmed in light blue. Kind of a cool look. Kind of looks like neon signs. Meanwhile, for Jackson, wearing their home white uniforms, black numbers trimmed in orange. Reball was missed. Getting the offensive rebound and then turning it over was Marion May. So Jackson going the other direction. It's a pretty good defense so far, up 3-0. Going from left to right in your radio dial for this first half of play. Trey Pierce has it on the left elbow. Now a handoff on the far sideline for Jaden Ross. Hitting the far corner, step back, long two. That one's up and in. And that's going to be his first bucket. Jay High up 5-0 over Everett. 6:15 to go in quarter number one. Christian Davis has it on the right-hand side, lofts it over for May. And then for Lubrin in the corner, takes the three ball. That one's short. Offensive rebound tipped out. No, it comes down to Pierce. Two on two the other way. Pierce layup stripped out of bounds by May. And it'll stay with Jackson. Got a substitution here. Malcolm Pooley into the game for the first time for Everett. A Norse battle here tonight from Jay High. Battle of the Vikings. Inbound on the right side of the basket for Pierce. Gets it in. Quick fire three. Nothing but net. Great. Pierce gets his first bucket, and it's 8-0. Jackson over Everett. Marion May bringing the ball off the floor across the timeline. He's going to be met by a quick double team. Now swinging it to the far sideline as Jackson's setting up in a 1-3-1 zone. Now for Davis on the far side. Now for May back up top. Tries to get it to the free throw line. It's going to be lost. Ball on the floor. Able to kick it back outside and into the near side corner. Last tipped out of bounds by Jackson. Just getting their hands in the passing lanes. Trying to get these turnovers. They've already forced a couple of turnovers so far. As Isaiah Jefferson checks in for Franz Lubrin. So Everett inbounding in front of Jackson's bench on the near sideline. Gets it into Jefferson. Dribbles to the left wing. Hesitates. Now back on the right-hand side for Davis. A couple dribbles between the legs. Lofts it back to the other wing. Nearly thrown out of bounds. Bit of a high pass. Driving through the lane. Now kick into the corner. Now he drives. Davis, floater off the glass. No. Offensive rebound put back. Blocked by Ross. And then he pulls down the rebound. Jackson going quickly the other way. He's going to lose it. Stolen away by Jefferson. 2-on-2 the other way. Jackson's defense recovers quickly. Splits the defense. Layup on the right hand. That one's off the mark by Jefferson. And Jackson pulls down another rebound with Jaden Ross. Here come the Jackson Vikings the other way as Pierce has it stolen from behind by Funches. 8-0 lead for Jackson. Everett approaching the midway point in this first quarter, still looking for their first points. May has it on the left wing. Guard out there by Rogers in this 1-3-1 zone. Into the near side corner. Funches back outside for May. Drives through the lane. Floater. That one's off glass. No, but a foul has been called. And this should result in the first free throws of the game here for Everett. That's going to be called on Lorenzo Rogers, his first, team's first. And this will send Marion May to the line for the first two Everett free throws, trying to finally get on the board. Almost halfway through this first quarter, he does get the first free throw. Ending a 3-minute, 37-second scoring drought into this first quarter. Again, very tough, very aggressive defense by Jackson so far. 1-3-1 zone, getting their hands in the passing lanes, getting a lot of these rebounds as well. As the second free throw is off, and Berkeley Drummond picks it up. Jackson the other way, comes in the near side corner for Rogers. Drives, tries to kick up top for Drummond, but it's intercepted by May. Coast-to-coast layup, Euro step up and in on the right hand. May with all three Everett points, and the inbound is thrown away by Jackson, looking for Jacob Worthy, and it goes out of bounds on the far sideline, and it's a turnover. So Jackson out to a quick start. They led 8-0, but their offense is starting to stall a little bit here in the middle minutes of this first quarter. 4:03 to go as Everett trying to get some momentum, finding their first 3 points of the game. May has it on the left. Swing it into the near side corner. Head fake, driving, baseline floater. That one's way off. Gets the offensive rebound tipped up and in. And that's some points by Malcolm Poley, his first off the bench. And just like that, it's 8-5. 5-0 run for Everett. And the entry pass is going to be thrown out of bounds. Last touched by Everett. So Jackson trying to thread the needle right there to Jacob Worthy on the cut. Instead, they're going to get an inbound on the right side of the basket with Rogers. Trying to find Pierce on the cut. Meanwhile, it's a pass near half court. Ross has it, nearly stolen away. Meanwhile, in the corner, Pierce, three ball at the front iron. Rebound tracked down, and May has it. Everett going the other direction. He's off and running. Jackson's defense gets back quickly. He forces it up with the right elbow. It's off the mark. Rebound put back. No. And the rebound's going to be touched out of bounds by Pauly. Jay going the other direction. Another good defensive stop. Everett, I think they're trying to play a little fast. They're trying to get some points before Jackson's 1-3-1 defense can really set up and stifle their passing game. 3:07 to go in the first quarter. 8-5, Jackson up and with the ball. Ross has it on the left block, and a foul is going to be committed by Malcolm Poley, making some contact on the back once he caught that pass. And Jay will now inbound on the left side of the basket with Jacob Worthy. Javari Funches back in. He's going to send Christian Davis to the bench for Everett. Inbound to Berkeley Drummond. He's going to get it back outside to Rogers. Sidestep, three ball straight away off the heel. It'll be ruled out of bounds. Bounces off the top of the backboard and over. And Everett will be going the other way. So it was a scoring drought for Everett to open the game. And now it's a scoring drought for Jackson. After leading 8-0, their lead has been cut to 8-5. Everett up the floor with Jefferson. On the right side for DJ Brown, getting his first action, and now May up top. May, a crossover, quick step on the left-hand side, gets into the near side corner. Down low, a lot of traffic and a lot of hard contact. Whistle's going to be blown on the pump fake. No free throws going to be attempted right here. That was DJ Brown on the pump fake, and then on the foul, Jaden Ross, his first, team's first of the game. Now Capoli heads to the bench for the Everett Vikings. And Omu Sampson getting his first action here. He was able to dunk in warm-ups, so that will have to be something that Jackson watches out for. 2:23 left in the first. May directing traffic on the right wing, guarded way outside by Jaden Ramirez. Just checking in as the pass to the near side corner, intercepted by Drummond, and then a foul immediately committed by Isaiah Jefferson. Trying to swipe it right back, but instead caught with his hand in the cookie jar. His first, team second. Jackson inbounding on the near sideline in front of their own bench. Rogers gets it in for Drummond. Walking up the floor, guarded closely by DJ Brown. Across the timeline. Bounce pass on the left-hand side for Ross. Faces up, drives through the lane, stopped on the left block. And a foul is going to be called, trying to spin through the lane. This is going to be called, I believe, on Javari Funches. And it's going to be called on Omu Sampson, his first team's third. 2:01 to go in the first quarter. Still just a three-point Jackson lead. Trying to end this several-minute scoring drought. Jumper on the mid-range is up and in for Jaden Ross. He's got four. Jayhigh finally breaking that scoreless drought. 10-5 lead over Everett. As Everett going the other way with May. Bounce pass in the near corner. It's stolen away by Rogers. Looking the other direction, Jacob Worthy one-on-one. Blocked on the layup by May. He's showing off the athleticism there, getting back quickly and swatting that one. The other way, Sampson, he has one right back by Worthy. Coast-to-coast layup on the left hand, no, but a foul is called. And Jacob Worthy lands himself a trip to the free throw line. First free throws in the game attempted by Jackson. And we're going to have a 30-second timeout called on the floor. 1:31 to go. In the first quarter, 10-5, Jackson up over Everett. Back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Tonight's basketball coverage is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and AC, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffey Softwater, and Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning. 1:31 to go in the first quarter. Jackson leads Everett 10-5 as Jacob Worthy is at the line for two free throws. Got fouled just before that. Quick Everett timeout. And if you're just joining us, a little bit of a late start to this one this evening. JV game ran long as Worthy drills the first of two free throws. And he's ready to shoot number two. In and out. Rebounded by May. Boy, really got up there to get that rebound. Coast-to-coast layup up and under is in. Boy, he is very quick, very athletic. And he's got five of Everett's 7 points. It's 11-7, Jackson up. 1:15 left in quarter number one. Now Ramirez through the lane. He loses it, and it's going to be stolen away by Funches. Trying to control the ball. Jackson trying to bring some pressure at the half court. DJ Brown has it, drives through the lane. Tough shot over Drummond. And, ooh, that was going to be well short. But swatted out of bounds by Jaden Ross on the way down. That's going to be a goaltender. Boy, I mean, I love the effort. But he probably should have held off on making that block attempt on the way down. 58 seconds left in quarter number one as Everett trying to bring some half-court pressure. Jackson able to get the ball into the front court. Now Ramirez forces a tough three. Coverage on the left side by Brown to influence that miss. And May going quickly the other direction for Everett. Dribble stopped at the left elbow. Layup in the lane. No offensive rebound. Trying to kick out to the corner, and it's going to be intercepted by Ross going out of bounds. And he saved it to Ramirez. 2-0. Uncontested the other way. Layup up and no good by Rogers. He blew it. And he's going to commit the foul in the backcourt. Boy, frustrating one there for Lorenzo Rogers, missing a wide open layup on the fast break. He's going to get a substitution for Jayhigh. DeMarquin Ragland into the game. Meanwhile, Christian Davis back into the game for Malcolm Pauly for Everett. Everett ball going the other direction. Final 24 seconds of the first quarter. Just a two-point Jackson lead. They can tie or take the lead right here. 18 seconds now. Mary May has it at the top of the key. Lobs it on the baseline. Then a quick entry pass. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Pierce. It's going to stay with Everett. 12 seconds left in the first quarter clock. Into Marion May. Dribbles it back to near half court in the corner. 4 seconds to work with. Looking for a screen. Goes on the left. Forces a three ball deep. Wide left. And that will do it for the first quarter of play as Jackson leads Everett 11-9. This is Boys High School Basketball. We're back in 60 seconds. Second quarter is next on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Second quarter set to get underway here from Jay High. Jackson Vikings lead 11-9 for Everett. Hunter Dockery with you here on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Jackson in the first couple of minutes leading 8-0. But Everett closing the first quarter on a 9-3 scoring run. May quickly through the lane, dishes it off at the last moment, going up with it, shot blocked away. And Everett has a second opportunity here. Great block that time accounted for Jaden Ross. He got called on a goaltend in the first quarter. Brown has it on the right, drives behind his back, stopped at the elbow, back outside for Funches. Pump fake through the lane, tough, up and under, no. Trying to fight for the rebound, and whistle is blown on the ensuing fight for the rebound. And I believe it's going to be against Everett. It's actually going to be on Trey Pierce. It's against Jackson. So Everett will inbound on the left side of the basket with Funches. Lobs it into the top of the key for May. Drives through the lane. Euro steps, trying to pass it away. Off the glass, no. That one's off the mark by Funches. And Jay High going the other way with Ross. Into the front court, cross court pass. Wide open on the lane. Jacob Worthy with the layup. Nice find for Ross. Defense really giving him a lot of attention there. Into the front court. Jay High leads by 4. Everett ball. 1 minute into the second quarter. Back outside. 3 ball. That's off left for Jefferson. Rebound for Ross. 3-on-2 the other way. Drummond coast to coast. Spin move. Tries to kick it out. And that was beautifully anticipated by Christian Davis. Intercepting that pass. And it's a Jackson turnover. Everett ball. Davis coast to coast. Layup tough. Off the glass. No. Great recovery defense by the Marquin Ragland. With the help. Now Drummond into the front court. Whistle's going to be blown, and head coach Phil Thompson is going to call timeout. Drummond in a bit of a jam there into the front court. He picked up his dribble and then was double teamed. So we're going to take a timeout. Back in 30 seconds. 26 to go in the second quarter. This is high school boys basketball on WKHM.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Yeah. High School Basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're about 90 seconds into quarter number two. Jackson leads Everett 13-9. Jackson ball out of the timeout. And Trey Pierce back up top for Drummond. Now for Worthy on the right wing. Oh, he lost. He was going to go up with it. He had a wide open mid-range Jay, but it slipped through his fingertips, and May with the steal the other way for Everett. Going through the lane. Shot blocked again for Ross. He's a block machine this evening. Jackson the other way. Into the far side corner for Ragland. And back up top for Worthy. He's going to reset the Jackson offense. One-on-one, he's harassed by Jefferson. Ooh, he lost his dribble. Got it in the backcourt, and it's a over-and-back violation. Backcourt. So Everett going the other way. A lot of turnovers for both teams in this one. Again, Jackson looked like they were going to come out to a big lead. Led 8-0 quickly, but then their offense has since dried up. They have been able to maintain the lead, however. Everett has not led once so far. Floater at the free throw line, off by May. Rebounded by Drummond. And then he throws it away. It's stolen. And then scored by Christian Davis. His first bucket. That brings Everett within two. 5:22 to go in the first half. Jackson ball. Top of the key back outside for Rogers on the right. Mostly guarded. Screen coming on the right by Pierce. Gets the switch. Drives on the baseline. Lobs it to the left elbow. Mid-range jumper. That one is short by Ragland. And then the rebound poked out of bounds by Ross. It's going to be Everett ball going the other way. They have another opportunity right here to try to tie or take the lead here in the second quarter. Into the game for Jackson, it's Nasir LeGrand. Sending Ragland to the bench. Here comes Davis walking the ball across the midcourt, met out there by Rogers. Jackson shifting to a little bit more of a loose zone, not as aggressive. And the ball is going to be stolen away by Drummond. Quick defense recovery by Everett. Floater on the baseline. No by Rogers. And Everett going quickly the other way. May dribbles to the far side corner. Nearly lost it out of bounds. Tried to save it. It's going to be intercepted by Ross. And then he saves it inbounds for Pierce. Here come the Jackson Vikings the other way. Spin move through the lane. Layup LeGrand. No. Rebound by May. Boy, now this is just a defensive slugfest here at J-High. 4:15 left in the half. 13-11 lead for Jackson. Layup, no. Didn't get the contact. And Ross lobs it up ahead into the near side corner for Pierce. Takes the long two. Toes on the line, no. Ross gets the rebound. Goes back up with it. And he scores on the fallaway jumper. He's got six. And a quick timeout called by Everett head coach Eric Adams. 15-11 lead for Jackson. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
15-11 out of the timeout. Jackson leads over Everett. Tonight's coverage is brought to you by County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, and Bailey Excavating. So Jackson jumped out to a 8-0 lead through the first 3 or 4 minutes or so, but then their offense dried up. Everett finally able to get their first points midway through that first quarter. They then finished the first quarter on a 9-3 scoring run. And so far in this quarter, Jackson outscoring Everett 4-2. Been very close, very defensive in this second quarter. Davis has it up top, driving through the lane, kicks it down low for Pulley, checking back in. And he's going to have the ball stripped out of bounds by Ross. It'll stay with Everett as Franz Lubrin checks back in for Everett. Battle of the Vikings this evening, sending Markel Kirk to the bench. Just quick action right there. Davis has it on the right wing, guarded by Rogers. Now on the far baseline. Funches has it, picks up his dribble on the elbow, handoff for Brown. Cuts in, tough shot on the baseline, through the double team. He couldn't make it fall, but he did get his own rebound and then had it stripped away by Berkeley Drummond. Here come the Vikings the other way. Drummond dribbles to the top of the key. Now through the lane, kicks it on the baseline. Ross, jumper, that one's off. Rebound is punched out to Lubrin. And Everett going the other way. And then pass up ahead, stolen away by Rogers. Quick defensive recovery up ahead to Ross. He lays it up and in on the baseline. When in doubt, give it to Jaden Ross apparently for Jackson. He's got 8 of the team's 17. And Jackson leads by 6. Inside 3 minutes to go until halftime. Everett ball through the lane. Layup up and in by DJ Brown. Kind of slithering his way through the lane. And able to get some daylight with his right arm. Lays it off the glass and in. Trims the Jackson lead down to 4. In trouble now. Back up top for LeGrand. Dribbles to the right elbow. Back into the corner for Ross. Fires the 3. That's too strong. Offensive rebound down to Rogers. Pulls it back outside. And now for LeGrand at the top of the key. Drives through the lane. Stopped at the elbow. Back outside. Rogers. He fires the 3. That one's too strong. Gets his own long rebound. Down low to Ross. Turned around. Shot off the glass. And in. That's the name of the game. I'm telling you. When in doubt, give it to Ross. He's got 10 of Jackson's 19. And it's a 19-3 advantage. 2 minutes left in quarter number 2. Everett ball into the near side corner for Funches. Pass fake to the top of the key. Takes a high dribble. Now back to the far side. Nearly thrown out of bounds. Pulls into a 3 ball. That one's off the mark. Long rebound trying to save Jackson. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Everett. Drummond threw it off of Funches when his back was turned and it went out of bounds. Great maneuver right there. Gets the best possession back to Jay. A couple substitutions here for Everett as Lubrin's back into the game as well as Omu Sampson. Here comes Jackson up the floor with Lorenzo Rogers back over for Drummond. And for Rogers as Everett now adjusting to a 3-2 zone defense. Played man to start the game. Now onto the baseline, down low, shot off the glass, and in as the defender got him in the air on the pump fake. LeGrand able to muscle it off the glass and in for 2, his first bucket off the bench. And Jackson tying their large lead of the game, back out to 8 with 70 seconds to go in quarter number 2. Marion May has it on the right. Jackson getting a little bit more aggressive again in their zone. Swings it on to the left. Drives through the lane. DJ Brown, tough shot. That one short. Rebound by Berkeley Drummond. Some full court pressure by Everett. They back off. Jaden Ross into the front court. Into the corner. Rogers, wide open 3 ball. That's off the front iron. Rebound down to May. And quickly up the floor. Jackson gets in front of him defensively. He is so quick. He can get the angle on you. Just drive right past you. 3 ball's off the mark by Jefferson. Jackson quickly the other way, trying to catch the newfound zone defense off guard. Now slowing it down, top of the key, Nasir LeGrand. Dribbles onto the right now, back up top for Berkeley Drummond. 22 seconds left in the first half of play, guarded by May. Now on the right wing for Nasir LeGrand. Back outside, cuts back to the baseline. Handoff for Drummond. Dribbles to the top of the key, gets it over for Ross. 10 seconds left in the half. Pulls up, 3 ball, nothing but net. Jaden Ross is red hot. Final 3 seconds, shuffles it to May. Half court heave, that one nearly dropped. It's off the back iron, but it will miss. And Jackson ending the half on an impressive run, 9-0. And they now lead by 11. Going into the halftime locker room, 24-13. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we will break down this first half of play between Jackson and Everett. Stick around. This is boys high school basketball on WKHM.
Hey, folks, it's Dave Ramsey here for Jim Winter Auto Group. If you listen to our show, you know that thousands of people around Jackson are driving cars they can't afford, rolling around town under hundreds of dollars a month in purchase or lease payments on more car than they really need. In this day and age, that kind of extra debt is keeping the average family from getting where they want to be in life. The good news is used vehicle values are at an all-time high. If you haven't checked out what your car is worth lately, see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Chances are Jim Winter can get you out of your payments, whether you own or lease it. And right now, you can probably find one of those cash vehicles I'm always telling you about on the Jim Winter pre-owned lot. Come in to Jim Winter Auto Group today for a free, no-obligation buyout quote on your car and tell them Dave sent you. Online at jimwinterauto.com.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're back here at Jackson for halftime for our boys basketball game this evening. Jackson and Everett. Jackson up top 24-13 at the break. So it's been a game of runs specifically for Jackson. I mean, Everett, they've been able to slowly chip away anytime Jackson builds up a lead, but Jackson, they started the game with an 8-0 lead very quickly, a couple three balls, and just like that, 8-0, their offense starts to dry up. Everett gets their first points of the game almost at the 4-minute mark, almost halfway through that first quarter. They are then able to end the first quarter on a 9-3 scoring run, and then the start of the second quarter, it was a defensive slugfest. A lot of turnovers, a lot of ugly basketball, a lot of tough defensive contests and rebounding for both teams. And it was really tough to get a quality shot on either side. Jai was then able to slow things down, specifically go with my new strategy that I'm dubbing, when in doubt, give it to Ross, Jaden Ross. He started to find his shot. He started to take over. And he was able to spearhead a 9-0 scoring run for Jackson to end that first half. And they now have their largest lead of the night with 11 points. So mentioned Jaden Ross right there, leading scorer of the game with 13 points. Only one in double digits. Next highest player is 5 points. That is Marion May of Everett. Meanwhile, for Jayhigh, you got 3 points each for Trey Pierce, Jacob Worthy, and Berkeley Drummond. And then 2 points for Nasir LeGrand off the bench. For Everett, of course, Marion May, he's their leading scorer with five. They've also got 4 points off the bench from DJ Brown and two each from Malcolm Pulley and Christian Davis. So, again, this has been a pretty brutal at times, pretty defensive, and just very physical basketball game so far. There's some contact that the officials are letting go, and some games are like that, but it's been very even both sides. And Jayhigh, again, they've been very aggressive in their 1-3-1 zone defense. They've been forcing a lot of tipped passes, a lot of turnovers, and making a lot of shots for Everett very difficult. Everett, meanwhile, a lot of their offensive success has come when they get out in transition in the fast break. Marion May, man, this guy, like two steps, he's down the floor. He is so light and quick, and you can see his goal every time Everett gets a stop, just give him the ball, let him get up the floor and run, try to get these easy scores before the defense sets in. So in this instance, Jackson's offense has been their best defense, because when they have a quality trip on offense, that provides them time to get back on defense, set up in that 1-3-1 zone where Everett has not had a lot of success in tonight. Jackson, meanwhile, they've had to play against a man-to-man defense with Everett. Everett has since then shifted to a 3-2 zone. So they've had a couple of different looks. But as long as they can have the good, crisp ball movement, and again, worst-case scenario, when in doubt, get it to Ross. He'll get you a bucket. Once again, halftime score is 24-13, Jackson over Everett. That'll do it for our halftime report. We're going to take another three-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have the second half of play for you from Jackson High School. This is Boys High School Basketball on WKHM.
Need plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Stacy Young with the Brokerage House, and I would love to help you turn your 2026 real estate goals into reality. Whether you're thinking about buying your first home, selling, or planning your next move, let's sit down and determine the best plan to make your dreams become a reality. Call Stacy Young at the Brokerage House at 517-788-8733, and let's make your next move your best move in 2026.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
24-13 is the score. Jackson over Everett to open up the second half of play here from Jackson High School. Connor Dockery hanging out with you this Tuesday evening here on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM, as Drummond gets the ball quickly inbound, takes a tough shot on the baseline to open up the second half. It's off, and Everett trying to go the other way, lobbing it down on the baseline, back outside for Funches. Drives through the lane, kicks outside, three ball, Brown off the front iron. Offensive rebound, put back up, no, put back up, yes, and a foul. Funches finds his way to the line with a and one chance as Everett opens up the second half scoring. Everett going from left to right on your radio dial this second half of play. Again, tough shot for Jay-High. Berkeley Drummond, he had a bit of an angle, but in the last second, Everett able to converge defensively around the rim, making a tough layup. And then Everett on the other end, relentless on the offensive glass. 2 second chance opportunities, landing punches to the line. He misses the and one free throw, and Jackson will be going the other way. Some half-court pressure for Everett. They back off. Drummond now has it on the right baseline. Jackson leading by 9, about 35 seconds into half number 2. Ross has it, hands off to Drummond on the right, gets another Ross screen, drives through the lane, kick on the baseline. Ooh, another interception for May. Quickly the other way, coast to coast, layup about out of control. He left it short, and then the offensive rebound tipped out of bounds by Pulley, and Jackson will go the other direction. I'm telling you, May, he just gets the ball and runs, gets the ball and runs. He is so darn fast, and he tries to take advantage of that speed any chance he can get. And again, that's when Everett has had their most success in this one. They've been struggling when Jackson sets up defensively. Into the front court for Rogers. He stops on the left wing. Guard out there by May. Swinging on the right. Now at the free throw line for Drummond. Kick it to Ross on the baseline. And he scores on the glass for 2. Ross with 15 of Jackson's 26 points. And Jay-High back up by 11. 6:42 to go in the third. May has it stopped in the backcourt. Had to pass it up to prevent a 10-second violation. And then on the entry pass, Lorenzo Rogers committing the foul, trying to intercept the pass. That is his third personal foul as well. And now we got a substitution for Everett. Lubrin in for Pulley. Now into the backcourt for Everett, driving through the lane quickly for Davis. Nice handoff, and then a block from behind, but a foul for Ross. As that was a nice dish to Lubrin. Looked like he had a wide open, easy score underneath the basket, but then wham, Ross comes in out of nowhere. Gets the block, but evidently too much body contact. And this will send Franz Lubrin to the line for 2, and he is short on the first attempt. Uber, no points yet tonight. Was in the starting lineup, but he was not on the floor to start the second half. Second free throw, he does make it. That's his first point. And Jackson's lead cut to 10, 6:30 to go in the third quarter. Drummond harassed all the way up the floor by Brown. Double team coming in quickly. He's going to turn the corner, going up, layup through the lane is in on the left hand. Berkeley Drummond taking advantage of that late double team. And we get a wide open lane and laid up and in for 2. He's got 5. Jackson with their large lead of the night, 12 points. May into the corner, intercepted by Rogers. Up the floor for Worthy. Layup left hand, no. Great defensive recovery by Lubrin to force the miss. but then it's ripped away on the rebound by Rogers. Floater up and in. Two. That's his first score, and Jackson leads 30-16 now. Inside 6 minutes to play in the third. Walking it into the front court for Christian Davis. Trying to get it to the free throw line. Option closes. Now back near half court for May. Stops, pull up the free throw line. That one's left short. Ross with the rebound. And Jackson going the other way. Everett suddenly not as aggressive in the full court press as Jackson. Able to get the easy scores in their last couple possessions. Into the corner for Rogers. Trying to get it down low for Ross. It's tipped away. Stolen by Funches. He's going to bring it coast to coast. Euro step through the lane. Layup is short. Rebound for Rogers. Intercepted on the outlet pass by May. And then he's able to dish it down low for Brown to get the easy score. Again, a lot of turnovers for both these teams. Jackson the other way up 12. Three ball in the corner. Nothing but net for Trey Pierce. His second long ball of the night. And he puts Jackson up by 15. About 5 minutes left here in the third. Just continuing to grow that lead on the momentum of that 9-0 run that they ended the first half with. Through the lane, up and under, dish down low, and it's going to be lost out of bounds by DJ Brown. Another Everett turnover. A couple substitutions right here. Omu Sampson and Isaiah Jefferson back in for the Vikings. Meanwhile, Nasir LeGrand is back in for the Jackson Vikings. Again, both Vikings mascots here. As we got more full court pressure for Everett, LeGrand, a turnover. May able to steal it and get the easy layup for two. Jackson quickly up the floor, trying to get it in to set up their offense without another turnover. Into Ross in the corner. Jackson's up by 13. Drive, cut, Drummond gets the ball. Shot up, no, and the foul. This time, Berkeley Drummond will land to the free throw line. See who the foul's on. It's going to be against DJ Brown, his first, team's first. Again, a ton of fouls, even technical fouls, in the JV game this evening, immediately preceding this one. That one ran long. This game, I mean, a decent amount of fouls called, but, I mean, not too many. Again, a lot of contact let go for both sides. Drummond, first free throw is in. He has one more try. Berkeley Drummond at the line. Gets them both. He's got seven. Second leading scorer on the team tonight, and Jackson back up by 15. 4:10 to go in the third. Everett ball, May at the free throw line. Bounce pass up top for Jefferson. He's trapped. Back outside for May on the handoff. He's triple teamed now with the 1-3-1 zone. At the left elbow, swing pass, jumper. That one's off on the mid-range for Markel Kirk. Rogers the other way for Jackson. Driving all the way to the basket, dish it down low. Floater, fall away, up and in. LeGrand. He's got four off the bench, and Jackson now up by 17, continuing to grow that lead, outscoring Everett 13-7 in this third quarter. On the baseline, floater, no, gets his own rebound, put back, no, but a foul. Markel Kirk finds his way to the free throw line on the shooting foul by Nasir LeGrand. So Markel Kirk, no points yet off the bench in this one for Everett. Everett coming in 2-6 on the season on the heels of a three-game losing streak. They've had two separate three-game losing streaks to open the season. Meanwhile, Jackson looking to snap a two-game losing streak of their own after winning their first four games of the season. Ryan Nelson heads to the bench after a quick trip on the floor. He's replaced by Malcolm Poley. So at the line, Kirk missed the first free throw, made the second. Now Jackson the other direction, 3:15 left in the third, up by 16. Drummond turns the corner, dish down low for LeGrand. He pulls it back out to the perimeter. Now drives back in, kicks it back outside on the right. Jackson slowing it down once more. Rogers cuts on the right, down low on the screen and roll. Nearly a one-handed jam by Ross, but it's blocked away by Pulley. And it's going to be out of bounds. Last touched by Jackson. Great, great defensive stop there by Pulley. Ross going for the one-handed jam, but had it rejected. So for Everett, Christian Davis now has it on the left wing. Trapped by the zone. Lobs it back near half court. Pull up a jumper at the free throw line. Heavily contested. Good contest by Rogers. That one's off the mark by Jefferson. Offensive rebound lost out of bounds by Everett. So Jackson the other direction with an aggressive full court press now. Drummond gets it, quickly turns on the Jets the other way, trying to take advantage of the odd man. Rush lob on the glass. No! Ross couldn't finish the alley-oop, but a whistle is blown. Looks like it's going to be against Jackson. I think they're going to say the lob touched one of the cables above the basket, so it's going to be ruled out of bounds. Ooh. He couldn't finish anyways, but man. Drummond all the way knew what Ross was going to do, where he was going to be. He went for the lob, just unfortunately could not execute. Jackson leads 37-21 over Everett. Everett ball, 2:25 to go in the third quarter. May has it at the top of the key. Mostly guarded out there by Rogers in the zone. Now for Davis on the right. Cuts in at the three-point line, backs off. He tries once more, backs off again. Picks up his dribble now. And we're going to get a Everett timeout on the floor. Head coach Eric Adams needs to talk things over with his Everett Vikings. Really struggling to put up points in this game. 2:11 to go in the third. Jackson up 16. We're back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
2:11 to go in the third. Jackson leads out of the timeout 37-21 over Everett. Tonight's coverage brought to you by the Brokerage House, Jackson Public Schools, and Industrial Steel Treating. May on the baseline out of the timeout for Everett. Fallaway jumper is short. And then the offensive rebound attempt tipped out of bounds by Markel Kirk. So Jackson going the other direction. They'll be coming back with another full-court press. Not as aggressive as some of the previous possessions. Able to lob it into the midcourt for Jaden Ross. And the Everett defense will recover accordingly. Rogers has it on the right wing now for Jackson. Picks up his dribble now at the right elbow for Berkeley Drummond. Back to the basket. Hands off top of the key. Rogers three ball. That one's short. Rebounded to May. Outlet pass to Davis. Coast to coast layup. No. Got the contact. Didn't get the foul called. May with the putback. Also no. And Jackson the other direction with LeGrand. Nice dish to Rogers, but the defense recovered. Took the lane away, and Jackson will pull it back outside to restart the offense. 1:15 to go in the third. Jackson up by 16. Bounce pass to Jaden Ramirez on the baseline. Drives up off the glass. No. Offensive rebound chance. Trying to go back up with it, and he's going to pull it back outside. Meanwhile, a reaching foul is called on Christian Davis, his first, team second. And Jay High will inbound on the right side of the basket as we got a substitution. France Lubrin in for Malcolm Pulley for Everett. So a grand inbounding on the right side of the hoop for Jackson. Bob it in for Ramirez on the layup, blocked away from behind by May. Jackson able to keep it, and then a shooting foul is called against Everett on the putback. That will again be on Christian Davis. Looks like it'll actually be a non-shooting foul. Jai inbounding on the left side of the basket now with LeGrand. Gets it in on the right side of the baseline for Rogers. Up and under, no. And another foul is blown. This is another non-shooting foul. Again on Christian Davis. Three straight fouls called on Davis on this possession. 59 seconds left in the third. Jackson back to the right side of the basket inbounding. LeGrand once more gets the ball from the official. Into the corner for Ross. Faces up, fires a three, makes the three with the hand in the face. Ross with 18, and Jackson, their large lead of the night, 19 points over Everett. 45 seconds left in the third. May has it on the left, crossover left through the lane, tough layup. That one's up and in. Great contest by Ross, but May, a tough finish. He's got nine. Meanwhile, an outlet pass with the full court press finds Jaden Ramirez for his first score off the bench. Quick scores back and forth. It's 42-23 now for Jackson. 20 seconds left in the third. Everett ball. Marion May has it. Quick swing pass on the left wing. Davis has it. Blocked away by Rogers. Offensive rebound. Jumper. That one doesn't get the friendly roll by Lubrin. And Drummond with the rebound. Jackson the other direction. Two on two. Bounce pass down low. Reverse layup is up and in for Rogers. Just ahead of the third quarter buzzer. Jackson routing Everett 44-23. And we got one more quarter to play coming up. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Boys High School Basketball on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Stacy Young with the Brokerage House, and I would love to help you turn your 2026 real estate goals into reality. Whether you're thinking about buying your first home, selling, or planning your next move, let's sit down and determine the best plan to make your dreams become a reality. Call Stacy Young at the Brokerage House at 517-788-8733, and let's make your next move your best move in 2026.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Another quarter ended on a Jackson run as the Jackson Vikings up 44-23 over Everett, start of the fourth quarter. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Three ball on the left wing off the mark to open the quarter by DQ Costin of Everett. The rebound tipped out of bounds by Jackson, so Everett will throw it in on the left side of the basket. Omu Sampson inbounding, gets it into the corner. Dribbling it back outside for Jefferson. Now driving on the baseline, tough shot up and in with the contact called. Jaden Ramirez committing the foul, and we got a chance at a three-point play by Isaiah Jefferson, getting his first basket off the bench forever. Brings the deficit to 18. And one completed. He gets the and one free throw. So Jackson outscoring Everett in all three quarters so far, including 20-10 in that third quarter. Ramirez on the baseline. He's able to get it off the glass in for two. He's got four now, and Jackson back up by 20, 30 seconds into the fourth. Top of the key for Everett, crossover through the lane for Jefferson. He's pressured into zone, and then Ramirez is going to get caught. called on the reaching foul. That is second. And Everett will bound on the far sideline. Quick substitution here. DJ Brown back in for Everett, sending Omu Sampson to the bench. Everett inbounds into the front court for Jefferson. Crossover to the left, stop to the elbow, getting it down low for Costin. He's able to get the layup in the lane for two. Again, started the game, but he pretty much hasn't played again until now, since the first quarter. On the baseline, layup up and in on the other end for Lorenzo Rogers. Both teams getting their offense cooking now to start the fourth. But Jackson, a huge lead to work with, as we got a jumper on the free throw line. That one's off the mark by Kirk. And then a foul is called on the ensuing rebound against Everett. It's going to be called against Omu Sampson, his second. Actually, it's going to be called on DQ Costin, his first. Jackson the other way, up 20. 6:40 left in the fourth quarter. Rogers has it at the top, dribble behind his back, crossover back to the right. Now bounce pass over for Drummond, fakes the screen from Ross. Now bounce pass at the free throw line for Rogers. Cuts through the lane, back outside for Ramirez, and back through LeGrand, tough layup. That one is up and in. Boy, what a tough layup. Defensive contest all over him from Pulley, but he somehow was able to muscle it up, and he's got 6 points off the bench. And the bad pass, turnover, stolen away by Drummond. Easy layup. Lob! And a boom shakalaka jam on the other end for Jaden Ross for points 19 and 20. And Everett is forced to call a timeout. 52 to 28 lead. Jay-High over Everett. And a timeout has been called. Actually, check that. They're going to say no timeout. My, oh my, what a jam. They attempted one earlier, but that time, the lob. This time, Ross able to finish it. You can tell Jay High's been wanting to do that all night. Just continuing to grow the lead. Up by 24 now over Everett as play resumes after the kind of non-timeout. Bad pass again, stolen away by Drummond. Coast to coast, layup on the left hand, blocked away by May. Now Everett the other direction, 3-on-2, layup on the right hand. That one's too strong, rebound tipped out. Jackson 3-on-0 the other way. Ramirez layup on the left hand and in. Back and forth on the fast break. It's like a tennis match. Jackson leads 54-28, 5.5 to go in the fourth. Marion May has it at the top of the key, splits the defense, floater up and in for two. He's the only Everett Viking in double digits. He's got 11. Now Jackson the other way. Entry pass. It's going to be lost out of bounds by LeGrand. And Everett going the other direction. Got a substitution. Jaden Lack getting his first action here, sending France Lubrin to the bench for Everett. Here comes Marion May across the timeline. Picks up the ball, so now the clock starts again. Bad pass again into the paint. Drummond, 2-on-1 the other way. He has it stripped away out of bounds by May. But it'll stay with Jay-High. Trey Pierce checking in for Jaden Ross for Jackson. And Marion May, just a great athlete here for Everett. Making great plays on both ends. A lot of energy, a lot of quickness. Unfortunately, his team's output in this one has just not been able to match that of Jackson, especially with Jackson's tough, tough 1-3-1 zone defense. Jackson's inbound attempt is poked out of bounds. They'll have another try here now in front of their own bench. And there's going to be a timeout called instead. 5:09 left in the fourth. 54-30, Jackson over Everett. We're back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Out of the timeout, J-High leads by 24 over Everett. 5:05 to go in the final frame. Three ball on the inbound off the mark by Pierce. And the rebound pulled down by Jaden Lack. Here comes Everett the other way with Funches. Drives through the lane, picks up his dribble layup. That's going to be stripped away by LeGrand, but it's going to be picked back up by Funches. Kicks it back up top. Three ball up and in for Isaiah Jefferson. He's got 6 points now. And Jackson going the other way. Their lead down to 21 points. 4:35 left in this one. Ramirez double teamed in the midcourt, and then a foul called on Javari Funches reaching in. It'll be his first team second. With another substitution here, DJ Brown in for Ryan Nelson for Everett. Jackson just a lot of runs this game. Everett just doesn't really have the offensive talent to overcome this 1-3-1 zone as they've got another steal by May, and he is going to get an and one. Rogers lost it. May with the steal, and then Rogers immediately commits the foul. May at the line for a three-point opportunity. Rogers with his fourth personal foul. But it looks like he's going to stay in the game for the time being. I mean, it's not like it's a dire situation. His team up 19. So Marion May, leading scorer for Everett tonight. He's got 13. Chance to make it 14 on this free throw, which he makes. Going to get a timeout after the make. Berkeley Drummond in for Lorenzo Rogers. He will probably be done for the rest of the game. 6 points, four fouls. So Jackson going the other way. Everett bringing back some half-court pressure. They back off on the inbound. Now up ahead for Kylan Davis getting his first action in this one. Drummond has it stopped in the near side corner. Now gets it down low, back down low for a two-handed jam. Jaden Ross. His second dunk of the game. First one on an alley-oop. This one on a wide open lane. 20-point lead for Jackson through the lane, and it's going to be lost out of bounds by Funches. They're going to say it was last touched by Jackson. A couple more substitutions for both teams. Specifically, DQ Costa back in for Everett. 3:53 left in this one. 20-point lead, deep three by May, way short NBA range, but boy, the contest was right there. Not a good shot. Now for Drummond on the other end, in the corner, driving the baseline, gets it down low for an easy 2 points for Trey Pierce. He's got eight. Jackson up by 22. Everett ball up top with Jefferson. 3.5 to go. Has his shot blocked from behind by Pierce. He'll stay here with Everett. We got another substitution coming in. It's Markel Kirk. As Everett inbounds on the right side of the basket. Quick inbound for May, trying to cut the corner, turns, spins, layup, no. Rebound fought for, Ross trying to get it, and a rebound is called. Foul is called on the rebound. It's going to be against Muhammad Harris getting his first action here. We got more substitutions. Seems like Everett is just cycling guys in and out of the game in between every dead ball. We got Christian Davis back in as well as Omu Sampson. Davis inbounding on the left side of the basket. Quick inbound and whistle is blown. I don't think we were ready to continue play quite yet. Not sure what the whistle was. Jackson trying to say it's their ball. Meanwhile, the officials meeting right here. Everybody's just kind of going towards the other end of the floor. Not sure what the call is. Technical foul, I believe. All right. Technical foul against Everett, which will lead to a... Didn't hear who it was on. Muhammad Harris at the line for the technical free throw, and he makes it. His first point off the bench in this one, trying to go 2 for 2 now. Too strong on the second one. So Jackson will now take over the possession as coming into the game, Braylon Triplett, his first time on the floor tonight for Jayhawk. 3:19 left. Jackson up 59-36 over Everett. Triplett has it through the lane, drives. He is hammered on his way to the basket. Ooh, we got a sign of disrespect here. Sampson stepping over Triplett before he was able to get up. Officials getting in the way of this one, trying to stop any tensions in this one. And Sampson accordingly is going to head to the bench, replaced by May. Wise decision there for Coach Adams of Everett. Just a dumb play right there. So Jackson inbounding on the right side of the basket with Harris. Inbound, catch and shoot, three, Pierce, no. Harris, offensive rebound, gets it down low for Triplett. And we're going to have a jump ball. And now, boy, we're starting to see some frustrations by Everett starting to boil over. Jefferson getting a little too aggressive, reaching in, trying to force that jump ball. It'll stay with Jackson on the inbound, right side of the basket. Ryan Nelson set to check in. And I believe we're going to have a timeout on the floor. Actually going to be an officials timeout, meeting with both coaches. Yeah, not sure what's going on here. Just Everett just getting very frustrated. Again, now seeing their team on the wrong side of a blowout here in Jackson. Last couple plays. They're just trying to keep the game moving, but their frustrations are kind of getting the best of them right here. We had a technical foul. And we had some extra pushing and shoving after some of these plays. The official timeout ends. I'm not sure what they were discussing. But Jackson will inbound on the right side of the baseline with Muhammad Harris. Here we go. Inbound, jump shot, fall away. That one's up and in for Kylan Davis, his first bucket. Jayhawk up by 25 with 3 minutes left in this one. Christian Davis has it on the right elbow, trying to thread the needle, and it's lost out of bounds. Bad pass. From my angle, I'm going to be honest, it looked like it was last touched by Jackson, but they gave Jackson the basketball. Back into the game, Jaden Lack for Everett. Full court pressure coming in. Robbing it in up ahead for Trey Pierce. Turns around, going the other direction. He has a wide open lane. Goes straight around the defender. Layup, no. Good defense and rebound by Lack. And here comes Everett the other direction. 2:37 left. Jackson up 25 points. And now a lot of cheering as Jackson's starting to sub some of the lesser known players here. Layup on the baseline. No, a foul's going to be called against Trey Pierce. That's going to wind up with some free throws with Everett. We have a substitution here. Again, we'll see who it is. First free throw, that one's in for Isaiah Jefferson. That's Draven Burns. I don't have a 22 on my roster. Second free throw is in as well for Jefferson. Jackson's lead cut to 23. 2:15 left in this one. Jaden Ross has it on the right. Now into the corner. Three ball. That one's an air ball by Burns. But an offensive rebound. Gets it back. Takes another three. That one's short again. Boy, this place would have gone bonkers if he made that one. And a foul's going to be called. Check that, just out of bounds. Last touch by Jackson. Crowd getting antsy. They want him to score. But Burns missing both those three-pointers. Meanwhile, the other end, free throw line jump shot in by Isaiah Jefferson. 61-40, Jackson up on the other direction. Layup, no, by Triplett. The other direction, 140 left, and a foul called on the drive by Jaden Ross. It's going to be his third foul. And Everett will be inbounding on the right side of the basket. More substitutions, just nonstop. DQ Costin trying to come in for Everett. And he does come in. Meanwhile, Nasir LeGrand trying to come back in for Jayhawk. He's going to replace Jaden Ross after a 22-point night, leading all scorers. Couple of jams to his name as well. So Jackson actually with five team fouls. This puts Everett in the bonus. So Jefferson at the line for two. He makes the first one. And he makes the second one as well. He's got 12, second leading scorer tonight, and he's coming off the bench for Everett. Jackson's lead down to 19. Handoff on the other end. Harris has his shot blocked, gets it back. Three ball in the corner, Triplett, and it rattles in and drops. Gets a lot of cheers from the stoop section here in Jackson. Lead back out to 22, layup the other end, and layup, no, but another foul called, landing Jefferson back to the line for two. Got a lot of free throw attempts in this one. Foul's going to be called on Braylon Triplett, his first. 1:13 left in the fourth. Jackson up 64-42 over Everett. Led by two after the first, 11 after the second, and then turned it into a blowout on a big run at the end of the third, start of the fourth. So Jefferson makes the first free throw, has one more try. And this is the second one. Offensive rebound down for Kirk. Put back, no. The rebound kept out of bounds. Last touch by Kylan Davis. Back in the game for Everett Lubrin. In their non-stop substitutions they've had rolling all night. 1:09 left in the fourth. Everett another try right here. Inbound outside for Lubrin. Steps into a three. That one rolls off. Rebound for Triplett. Here comes Jackson the other direction. Nearly lost the dribble. And we get it to Kylan Davis. Dribbles to the top of the key. Swings it back over. Three ball Triplett. No, off the front iron. Long rebound out to Kirk. 50 seconds left in this one. And Kirk loses the dribble out of bounds. Jay-high ball. Inbounding on the far sideline with Nasir LeGrand. 48 seconds left. Inbound up top for Burns. Has to pass it back outside. Trying to take another three. Gets it back. Left wide open. Three ball just short. Oh, boy, this student section really wants him to score. 32 seconds left. Everett the other direction. Layup, no. Left short. Offensive rebound. Put back. And yes for DQ Austin. 20 seconds left. Jay-High on their way to a big win, snapping a two-game losing streak. In the corner, Davis. Three ball, yes. Kylan Davis with five off the bench. Final 8 seconds here. Everett, will they get a shot up? Three ball on the near side for Lack. That's too strong. Rebound, and that'll do it. Final score, 67-45. Jackson takes down Everett, and they snap a two-game losing streak. Meanwhile, Everett finds themselves now on a four-game losing streak as we break down this one. Fourth quarter, lots of scoring again at that point. I mean, both teams kind of taking their foot off the gas. As Jackson, again, they started the game with a quick 8-0 lead. Everett took them several minutes until the midway point of the first. They finally got that score. Ended the first on a 9-3 run. And then into the second, it was really close, very defensive for both teams. But Jackson still able to maintain the lead. Everett never led in this one. And then ending the second quarter on a 9-0 scoring run. Able to lead by 11 at halftime. Third quarter, a little bit of back and forth. Jackson consistently up around that 10-point mark. And then they ended the third and began the fourth on a big scoring run. And they were able to just kind of walk on home from there. Able to lead by as many as 25 points over Everett. Leading scorer of the game is Jaden Ross with 22 points. Had a couple of jams as well, including an alley-oop. Meanwhile, other scores for Jackson. We had 8 for Trey Pierce, 7 for Berkeley Drummond, 6 for Nasir LeGrand, Jaden Ramirez, and Lorenzo Rogers. 5 points for Kylan Davis, 3 points for Jacob Worthy, and for Braylon Triplett as well, 1 for Muhammad Harris. Meanwhile, for Everett, leading scorer was Marion May with 14, also getting 13 from Isaiah Jefferson. 6 for DJ Brown, 4 for DQ Costin, 2 each for Javari Funches, Malcolm Poley, and Christian Davis. 1 each for Frantz Lubrin and Markel Kirk. Great game for Jackson. Again, at times, offense drying up in the first half, but man, those runs that they went on, specifically from the third quarter into the fourth quarter and then going into halftime, really the difference maker in this one. And they come away with the big win. One more time, final score, 67-45. Jackson over Everett. Jackson improves to 5-2 on the season. They snap a two-game losing streak. Everett now on a season-long four-game losing streak. They drop to 2-7. We'd like to thank American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, and Jenkins Insurance Agency, Farm Bureau Insurance, for their support in tonight's coverage of boys high school basketball and their support all season long in our coverage of high school basketball. That'll do it for tonight's game. Up next, Jackson will take on Pinckney at home on Friday. For Luke Moorhead holding down the fort back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning into this presentation of high school basketball on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Have a good night, everybody.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon.